genuinely, I'm not offended with that film. That's not, that doesn't offend me. Wilder West is
stupid,
not
stupid and shallow and
it's not
dear thing, but it's
listen,
not offended.
I watched it when I was a stupid and shallow child. Not that I've actually
not that many not many that.
The film was
changed.
Made the film was made purely to have a giant spider fight at the end.
Not that much was
that,
changed.
That happened? Oh yeah, the big mechanical song.
Uh-huh. Because like the guy who made it
and to a couple songs by Wolfman.
That's a great song. I did get told to turn down my music on my iPod. It was up full blast on the train. it was about Red West. It was like the guy, excuse me, can I turn the music down, please?
It was just a bit.
You should say, excuse me, can you fuck off, please?
He should have just said, excuse me, can we just change the song? That the song choice just personally offends me.
Yeah,
right, yeah, just like, it's not the volume.
Do you have any backed? Backed?
Back.
Back.
Beck.
Beck, oh god.
Back.
Just anything, just anything like that's not the world right away. But like the producer of that was trying to get Superman made with Kevin Smith.
In the lead role?
No, written by and directed by.
Alright.
Yeah, and one of the things that he was demanding was no Superman suit. He didn't want a Superman suit. Didn't want a cape. Basically, didn't want anything to do with Superman. And Superman had to fight a giant mechanical spider at the end.
That's right. So
and Kevin Smith was just like that.
I think this was after Wild Wild West.
No, this is before Wild Wild West.
Okay, so he just
decided.
Yeah, the producer who was saying, "Oh, that's Kevin Smith," is just the producer who made the Wild Wild West.
So he just recited all his shit ideas.
Yes. All of the stuff that Kevin Smith is too good a writer, director, and Superman fan.
So
who wrote
Wild Wild West?
I don't know. Someone who can't write, probably.
That's controversial.
I saw Heather today and she was furious.
Why?
That the film was shown yesterday.
That, right, we watched the film yesterday.
I knew she's gonna be fucking.
I've started
furious.
Recording on that, by the way.
Oh, that's awesome, actually, that's good. We watched a film yesterday called Bush Mama. Sounds much better than it is. It's genuinely.
What fucking quotes are you doing?
I think it sounds worse than it is because it's actually.
No,
good.
But it sounds like it's like, you know.
Bow,
could,
chicka, bow,
yeah,
bow,
yeah, you could have like.
Bow, bow.
Bush Mama.
No,
changing
that,
the world.
No, 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 no. That just sounds like you're doing a course on pornography.
It does not. I text them. I text them.
You text you, Erin? What? What?
No, I text them saying. We watched a film, she's like, what is that? I said, Bush Mama. She's like, I like the sound of this. I'm like, no, you don't. It's genuinely one of the most confused. It wasn't even a confusing film, it was just annoying. It was just so.
It made you confused with your sexuality?
Yeah, I don't know. It was about people. It was like about. It was basically black civil rights, African American civil rights.
Well, of course.
It was genuinely, the subject matter was good, but I think films like Crash, have you seen Crash?
Which one?
Not the one that's horrible.
not the amputee porn one?
Yeah, no, the one with Matt Dillon in it.
I've not seen either of them. Paul Harris. No, I'm just wondering which one you're talking about.
But what Paul does Harris. That have to do with?
Oh, no, so I'm saying like, when he was talking about the, getting people to be, you know, politically activated or get interested in that kind of sort of doing something about that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The films like Crash and there's another film I mentioned, but I can't remember what it is. It'll come back to me. Which it has this subject matter of, you know, racism, but it's played out in a kind of with these fictional characters, which is much. I don't know whether Bush Mama was just a bad film. Like,
no,
it was just a bad film.
It's completely different because Crash is something
Crash?
Made. Yeah, but it's something made later. It's like, you know, it's like you say that, you know, yeah, I think that Schindler's List would be good to prevent Holocaust. I mean, it's different stuff. Bush Mama is being made while these things are happening.
To be fair, Liam Neeson was very good in Schindler's List. I think he could have put Hitler off, to be fair.
Yeah. I think it would be good to
good.
Fuse Schindler's List and Taken. That would be a film I'd see.
So Oscar Schindler looks at this list and then phones up Hitler. You'll give me back the Jews.
Yeah, basically.
If you don't give me back, I will hunt you down and I will kill you.
Yeah, I would watch. I mean, that was a good film. I've not seen the full Schindler's List.
It does not end with the Liam Neeson hunting down and killing Hitler.
I didn't see the full Schindler's List.
I started to watch Schindler's List and thinking, this isn't taken. Where's France?
You're just fucking joking me. How can you do that?
No,
and I'm sure you had a great fucking excuse, you know, EastEnders was on.
No, we were showing it in school, but we only were showing, like the first hour.
And it didn't make you feel
whoa,
I want to go home right now and watch
the... We got to the bit with the girl in the red jacket. I do want to watch the film, I'm just not the red jacket.
Just taking you fucking 10 years since you've seen it.
No, isn't it last year? It was 6 years.
Okay.
A couple of years ago.
Quite long.
Who the fuck was having a film in Glass anyway? If you're going to show a film, you show it for as many classes as it's going to take to watch it.
Well, yeah, well, exactly, but, you know, we didn't have time. We only had, like, how many hours? 3 hours? 3 hour film? Was that 3 hour film? Anybody know? Does anybody
I don't
know?
I think it's full 3 hours.
No, it's 3 years. I think it's about 3 years, yeah.
Hmm?
I think it's about 3 years.
I don't know.
Well, never mind. It's not an excuse.
I'm not saying that...
Chris just hates the Jews, okay?
Oh my God, that's... Not
despite
that's not
despite
it.
Of
that's
despite
not
despite of his clear Jewish appearance with his sort of nose and
all right.
dark hair.
No,
a sort of nose.
The
it's not quite a nose. It's just sort of a nose.
Not quite
what's
a nose.
What's the? It's Steven Spielberg film. So you
know. Yeah, probably the only good one. Or one of the only good Steven Spielberg films.
I don't know. He did recently make a film about a horse.
Yeah, I know, that's quite interesting.
That.
I'm waiting for the one about the pig.
I don't know, he may have directed an adaption of Babe.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Did
he?
Maybe it's going to be called Gorilla Pig.
The gritty reboot of Babe, Pig in the City.
Wow.
By Steven Spielberg.
Pig in the Trench or something like
Pigs
that.
Pigs at War.
Do you have a recording? That would be a recording. We're doing my record. I was technically missing
the
recording.
Yeah,
we'll have that. Oh my.
We'll just edit it out.
So great, we'll have two audio tracks with completely different lengths.
That'll be fun.
I don't know how that's going to sound, to be honest.
It sounds, I mean,
it
I was says,
literally, it did literally on my phone, so I don't know how it sounds.
I was listening to the Nerdist podcast and he recorded it. We had that.
With Eric Kemper?
I don't listen to podcasts.
It was... Oh my God. Oh my God. That's like having that... Like, could you imagine that? You know, Oscar winning director, what do you think of their films?
I don't watch films.
I just make them.
Big comparison.
I don't even watch them so well, I direct my own.
On the Nerdist podcast, they interviewed it was a comic convention. And Image Comics.
Yeah, directed He wrote all of Motown, basically. Holland Dozier Holland, I think, is the guy's name. That was the murder of a comic expo, so it should be
fascinating.
It was a fascinating interview. The guy's got 71 and he just
such
an amazing.
Sure, it was. Anybody who's listening, it's fascinating.
It was fascinating.
Check it out.
It was. It was pretty good. It was good.
So, what the fuck is this for them?
Oh, that is what I did was I printed off some basically things we're talking about talking in this podcast was films that didn't get into the Oscars this year because we're going to jump on that
we'll jump on the
Oscar gravy boat and discuss the awards. Did you watch them?
I did actually.
You sucked in at like 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm probably a stupid note.
No, I was going to be up to like fucking 5 anyway just because of the way it was working out, but I wound up trying to like find a link for Rent actually, and then like I checked it was working obviously before I sent it there, and then just kind of kept watching.
The worst thing I think about trying to watch the Oscars was
the
I found a link.
Billy Crystal thing.
No. What I got was I could go to Google and find it. I thought, oh yeah, I've got a link. So, but it was like before the Oscar ceremony had started, so it was a red carpet bit. So I'm watching it, you know, this completely annoying sort of like, she's wearing a dress! Like, everybody there is wearing a dress, there's can only so
who
many.
Are you wearing?
Excuse my mother. Thing is just idiotic, and they all get fucking bags worth $30,000, you know, dollars of things in them. Like,
the best part of any award ceremony is Tina Fey photobombing everyone. It's brilliant.
I mean, just generally, Oscars are a bit of a joke. And I would say, yeah, and I think BAFTA's classified to that as well.
Did Chandler's List not win an Oscar?
What?
Did Chandler's List not win an Oscar?
Oh, yeah, okay, but that doesn't mean that it's a good
so the
show,
Braveheart.
You know. I mean, it's.
But yeah, let's just take that in. Braveheart won an Oscar.
Yes, it's just looking at what films they take in. I mean,
did it actually win an Oscar?
Yeah.
It
won an Oscar and has been voted the worst film ever to win an Oscar.
I'm not going to say anything about Braveheart.
It's horrendous.
Yeah. I've not seen
I would put Black Swan there, although it didn't win an Oscar.
I've not seen Black Swan.
Black Swan is brilliant.
It's on the list.
Don't give me that look.
It's terrible. It's just, I detest Black Swan. I think it's the shittiest film of the past few years, and it's
Mingirus 2 exists and you're telling me Black Swan is a shitty film.
I can assure you that I would go and watch Mean Girls. I didn't see the first one, but I would go and watch
it. Really good.
I would go and watch the second one, and probably I would enjoy it more than Black Swan just because of for one reason, because all those shitty comedies, they don't make themselves into something that they're not. I mean, they accept the fact that they're sort of weak comedies, you know, stupid comedies for people to laugh at, whereas Black Swan was made to be this sort of, you know, more intellectual happening, and it was just, I don't know, it's based on a really simple metaphor which is that she's taking part in this ballet and she's turning into the character from the body, and she's turning into an eagle.
Spoiler
alert!
I've not seen it.
Well, you've don't ask me the question.
Okay.
Don't ask him what happens in this film.
What happens
then,
in this film? But don't tell me.
Yeah.
What happens in the film? Well.
Yeah. So basically,
what happens in Schindler's List? Well, Schindler makes it less. Spoilers, guys. Come on.
Well, what did win it? It was the artist really won.
The artist won. Yeah.
I've not seen it. You've seen it.
No, because I think I'm gonna hate it as well.
I have actually seen the Artist.
You did see that, yeah.
It is very, very good. I saw the trailers for it months and months ago. Again, Ren sent me the link. Very excited about it. I saw it. It looked really good, and then it came out. Everyone started raving about it. Started getting all these awards, and I was literally sort of that. Is it a good film, or are they just applauding the fact that it's a silent film in 2012?
Yeah.
Is it getting awards because of the gimmick?
I
can tell you right now, no.
Okay, there's one thing. It won the Oscar. I don't understand why a French film won an Oscar for the best film. How does that work?
Was it not Harvey Weinstein that produced it?
Yeah.
So it's the producers that get the awards.
It was like a sort of joint production.
It was a joint production between America and France.
Because I think that wherever you look, it will say France. It's French production, whereas it is IMDb.
There was
French.
In the credits, there was a lot of French companies, but there also was like some American companies as well. So it seems like it was sort of kind of a joint production.
But it's a bit stupid, because I presume that if you would look at the ones that were nominated in the foreign language award, they would probably have American companies as well, or British-speaking companies.
They would have probably had the American
distributors.
Right,
yeah. So every film
it's sort of like, I'm not entirely sure, but you may have to just look at the difference between the production company and the distributor, between the two of them. For fuck's sake, Chris.
Films that didn't get recognition that should have. And I'm not saying even I'm
Drive,
not,
I
but,
think
but
generally
let's,
Ooh, no,
wait, but let's think outside of the Oscar.
Right, I've won right away, Take Shelter. Now you didn't see Take Shelter, Carl, did you?
No, I haven't seen it.
There was only six people on the screen. And it, like, Take Shelter is genuinely one of the best films of last year. I mean, it is really, if not for one, the story itself, but the Michael Shannon's performance just is, I can't think of a better performance of the last year. I mean, you know, like Ryan Gosling in Drive and
Bryan Cranston was the best performance in Drive.
I'm talking about leading actor. Again, Bryan Cranston was what, supporting?
Bryan Cranston's
good in anything. Take Shelter was just, I mean, it completely blew me away. I've just pre-ordered the DVD as well.
Uh-huh.
Buy Take Shelter. No, generally it is amazing.
Other films are available.
But not, like, I can't think of another performance. I mean, who was the nominations in the best acting?
Well, Judge Clooney.
Jean Dujardin.
George Clooney was great in a sense, but again, not a patch on Michael Shannon's performance.
Was Brad Pitt nominated for Moneyball?
He was.
Yeah, Brad Pitt.
Clooney, Pitt.
Gary Oldman for Tinker Tailor, The Spy, which was incredible. Performance.
Now,
the whole film hinges on him, and it's.
I.
Frankly, he should have got that award just because of the amount of times that he's not been nominated in his career.
Definitely.
For the incredible performances he's done.
And it's probably Tinker Tailor, so The Spy has been a bit of a failure in all those awards, because it didn't.
Best British film, didn't it?
But the BAFTA went to the best film, I think, went to the artist. Best British film, that's not an achievement, I'm saying, on an international.
Whoa, my God.
I could do that any day.
Oh.
No, but it's not a big thing, for a film of this scale.
So I think I saw The Spy, I'm thinking the last day it was being shown in the cinema, I think it was with the artist. It's like, it's been talked about so much, it's like, everything's amazing. You know what I mean? There's nothing else to say but this film being amazing. So I was going with all really, really, really high expectations. And I'm not gonna say I didn't enjoy it. It was a good film, but I think with the amount of expectation I had on what I was gonna take from the film, it didn't quite reach that level. But I think if I watch it again, I'll appreciate it more. But there was another thing that spoiled the screening of it was there a guy in the screening, they kept shouting at the screen and laughing during the really silent tense moments, and I'm thinking, come on man, it was still packed, it was the last day, it was packed, and there's this guy laughing. I'm like, please stop. He got up about five times. He must have had a bad stomach or something. He was up and down, up and down, up and down. He was basically another character in the film.
Yeah.
He was in the screen more than I saw Tom Hardy.
Do you remember what happened in the film, or were you too focused on this guy?
You know, I actually think I was too focused on that guy. Genuinely, I think that he annoyed me so much, he got me so riled up that I just wanted to.
There's several films, the acting, narrative, which is perfect because it's like slow and it's really with the whole idea of
it's one of the things we're going to be making a spy film, expecting like Bond and stuff like that. No, this is actually spies.
It's about people, isn't it? Really, it's about
the cinematography is beautiful. I don't know if it's been nominated.
I did.
Because there's two things here. I mean, it's beautiful in terms of like how it is framed and stuff like that, and mise en scène is amazing, and the scenography is amazing. The one thing that I did complain about, it was the worst thing about this film, is that it's made to look as it is shown off a reel, whereas it's shown off obviously digital mediums, and it's made too grainy and it is a bit tacky, just so it imitates a reel. I mean, if you want to do that, just have cinemas with reels to it, because it's a different quality and they should keep it, but of course.
Well, I didn't see that. I think I found it was grainy that we all went to see together. It was Coriolanus.
It wasn't so grainy as much, it was noise.
It was kind of grainy.
Yeah, but it was grainy rather not because I don't think it was grainy because it was the thing that they wanted to carry through. It was grainy because they
failed. Oh, right, you mean that you think that
Is it shot digitally or shot in film? Because
it might be that transfer of film or digital.
No, but you would have it
cause, like,
every
not,
time.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure how sort of widespread the digital shooting is these days. And a lot of films are starting to shoot digitally.
Well, Spielberg did say he would you know, he would not shoot on digital until the last, you know, the last possible minute.
Yeah,
shot
but,
10, 10,
yeah,
I'm thinking, that, that's
not
in the
it's
film.
It's not like the transfer makes it so grainy. It's
yeah.
not that, that,
okay.
that point. So I think it's just basically made that way for the screenings.
Yeah.
So
Lost
so
was one of the last shows shot on film, actually.
Was it actually? Was Lost shot on film?
Yeah, Lost was
really?
Shot, shot on talent film. Lost in 24, I believe, were two of the... I don't know if any have started doing it now, but like...
Walking Dead, what did they shoot? No, they shoot Walking Dead in film. I'm pretty sure
that doesn't much mean to
I read Andrew Lincoln saying, basically just talking about the experience on set and saying that it's like they're these, you know, proper massive film cameras, but I don't know whether it means it's like cameras that they use to shoot cinema
yeah.
and, or actual film cameras. If, I know you might not, you've not seen The Walking Dead, Carl. It's the best show on TV
well,
right now. Well, along with Fringe.
Don't watch
and, oh, what are you watching?
EastEnders.
Dave, do you know?
I would recommend it.
No, I'd probably say Breaking Bad, probably. Breaking
well, no, yeah. Well,
cause like,
AMC,
like,
really. Anything on AMC.
Pretty much anything on AMC, actually, is really good. But the weird thing, the weird thing about The Walking
Dead.
The weird thing about The Walking Dead. Well, one thing, apparently, the title refers to the people, not the zombies.
Oh, yeah.
Fun fact. But, what the fuck was I talking about?
The Walking Dead.
Yeah, The Walking Dead has this sort of weird duality in it, and that it's a really good show, but like it has potential to be an excellent show. It's just
right, no, wait, I'm,
not
I'm
quite
there. Just for a second, I've only seen like a couple of episodes behind you, so don't. Got any
what's
story?
That?
I've only seen
just the tell me story, but don't
tell
me what's happening.
Don't tell me a story. It's genuinely, it's like
so that time you know, you know, you've seen the bomb blowing up the farm and stuff.
That's not funny.
When the aliens come down,
that's not
and
funny.
And abduct the group.
Oh yeah, I've heard about the aliens. Yeah,
yeah.
That but I
and,
do
and,
know.
And it moves to zombies in space.
Oh right,
you know.
Okay.
That was a bit of the reckoning.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
like,
no, I'm just fascinated
like, it has
looking at
like,
the fact that you can have a male voice or female voice on the recording.
Oh, right, on the
yeah.
I think you should have female. You have quite a feminine voice.
Says he in his high-pitched tone.
Yes.
Well, lovingly looking into your eyes.
Yeah, Walking Dead.
And it's a weird show, and like it's not badly written.
Oh,
but,
my.
But
right, I'll let you...
Wait.
Every single character makes incredibly bad choices all the time.
Explain one that I've not seen. So what do you mean?
Like, just everything they decide to do, is like that really?
But a lot
like,
of the decisions,
really?
Because of the fact that, I mean, and you...
No, don't
you know
explain to me,
the,
just...
The,
go on.
The decisions is because this world has completely changed. There are people eating... You know, other not people, zombies eating
walkers.
People, walkers, yeah. But so they are living in this world that is, you know, basically out to kill them now. So they have to, they have to survive.
I don't know how people would feel if anybody,
yeah.
if anybody's going to listen to this podcast that haven't watched the show, but I don't think I'm going to watch it after
what I've
done.
Oh, no, but what Locke says, it's not about the zombies,
it's
about the characters, it's about how they are struggling to survive and what they need to do to. Since this world has changed, it's incredible.
Mm.
It's incredible. I mean, genuinely, I get so excited about every episode.
Okay.
It's just, it's the best. It's. I can't think of anything else on TV that I'm watching that's not on box set,
what
like
you,
DVD.
What are
it's Fringe and The Walking Dead, I think, at the moment, is what I'm watching. And I need to get around to watching more Breaking Bad. I've only seen the first three episodes. Incredible.
I like finished on it recently.
But I'm still trying to convince my dad to watch it with me. Every time I sit down, Dad, what's Breaking Bad? He's like, no. So yeah.
Smoke.
We did watch Out in a Limo. Did you see that?
No.
Don't mention about limo drivers.
That sounds
nearly as fascinating as the documentaries about the lorry drivers who have to deliver stuff on time.
That's I wouldn't put past that it being an actual documentary.
There's literally a TV show on Ice Road Truckers. The truckers who drive on ice roads.
Jesus. That's amazing.
But There's also the TV show Finding Bigfoot.
This one Stobart's the people who deliver stuff, and that is basically just based on, you know, he has to deliver 30 crates of fucking juice from Birmingham to London in 6 hours. Will he make it?
That sounds intense.
It's quite fascinating.
You genuinely watch it? You're not just pitching a terrible idea. This is actually real. This is actually real on TV.
I've seen it via High Hill because he was
on TV, but
yeah, but so yeah.
So you do watch TV?
I don't mean that, but
whenever we talk about things, you say, I don't like TV.
I rarely get into any shows like that, like you're saying.
He doesn't like entertainment. He doesn't like scripted television.
Yeah, I prefer into actual stuff.
Like Ice Road Truckers.
I haven't seen that. But the problem is that I often, after the first episode, I think, fuck it, I don't like it. Like, for example, with The Borges, you know, I've watched half of the first episode and I thought, I'm not watching it.
I think you need to, sometimes, a lot of the time, you need to give it more than one episode. Disagree, agree? Thoughts?
Yeah.
It depends, but you said this with Life's Too Short, you know, oh yeah, give it a while, and I was giving it a while, and I was really...
Well, I'm not saying that's going to happen with every single show. I'm not saying you're going to watch one episode and give another episode.
It depends on how
the pilot was made. If the pilot was made and then picked up from that, as it quite often is, then you probably need to give a bit more. But then the shows are just like ordered and they make it all together. So
it was Terranova, that was done like that. They couldn't afford to order just the pilot.
Yeah.
They had to order the whole 22 episode season.
Dinosaurs.
I only watched 2 episodes.
A good example is, I'm sure you have seen it, the pilot for QI, which was announced.
Yeah, that's
a good example because the studio looks completely different. I mean, it's okay, it's a panel show, but everything, there's a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's been done 10 years before or something like that. And it just shows you how, you know.
That's the sort of pilot that's just a sort of proof of concept pilot. But then you have, I'm trying to think of a show that did this with it.
But I think a lot of the times if it's something like The Borges,
that was good listening. Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think of a show, we just all sat and listened.
Yeah.
I'm just giving you a little kind of...
Whistling, that's not a thing on the audio.
That's true.
Going back to the films last year that were good. Not necessarily that should have got an Oscar, but that... It's good to watch them. What about...
The List? Okay, first of all, I saw a film called Crime After Crime in Rune. Have you ever seen a film called Time After Time?
I've not.
It's hilariously bad. It's Malcolm McDowell, I think, plays someone.
That sounds amazing.
He plays like an actual person. Like a historic person who winds up travelling through time with Jack the Ripper.
To then
present day, now 70s San Francisco, and he's like hunting down Jack the Ripper because he used his time machine.
Don't make this face, that sounds like you're sort of film.
It's hilarious, like bad.
Where can I watch this?
It sounds like something you might like.
The whole time travel thing, yeah.
If you've got it up, could you get in?
With Jack the Ripper, what?
I will go for my film.
If you've got it, Google it.
Of last year.
Have you got it in there?
Leave it now. Go. You've seen it, Even the Rain, we've seen it together.
Even the Rain was a very good film, actually. It was a very good film.
It was
a foreign language film, it was really good.
Yes, it's in Spanish. And in Spain, it got a lot of awards.
Did it?
Interesting
little fact. The guy who played the main role in that has now been recast as Zorro.
Guy Garcia Bernal. He's a big actor. He's played in...
Was he in The Motorcycle Diaries? Am I making that up? Probably making that up.
I thought that was a
brilliant film. It was beautiful cinematography. Chris, stop texting.
I'm not, I'm trying to Google it. I'm Googling.
Yeah, Google it. Beautiful cinematography. Nice, simple story. Well, it's not simple because it's complex in a way that there's like different issues there. But it's not made weird. Like the Black Swan. David.
Oh. You're a big Dan Aronofsky fan. David, you are...
No, I've enjoyed his film, but with Black Swan, like I was saying, I think it's based on like really simple prophetic metaphors that might be appealing to like teenage girls, but but then
I don't know what was better, David's reaction. He was flicking through the list, just like
But then on the other hand,
I love the fact that your thing is it's based on a really simple metaphor. But we're like this other film, this simple story.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's simple and it admits that it's like simple and it doesn't look for like, I don't know, weird things. Whereas Black Swan is like a really simple metaphor that everybody will understand, and you know, and like I said, teenage girls can get excited. They've understood something maybe more intellectual than a stupid TV show. But then it's made into this weird thing. Just so Aronofsky is made like an auteur, so it fits with other of his films, which were good. I really enjoyed the rest.
It's stylistically designed to be in the kind of Natalie Portman's mindset.
It's not a spoiler though.
But yeah.
That's just saying it's in Natalie Portman's mindset. Oh,
yeah.
So it's stylistically weird.
But that's obvious. Like. That's an obvious thing. There's something wrong with her. Obviously,
yeah.
She got something.
Yeah, so it's filmed so we're empathizing with her.
Yeah,
it's not filmed to be more intellectual.
I mean,
that's not what's happening.
Anybody listening wouldn't have seen David's little dance there, but that was really quite something.
It was nearly as nice as
not
the final ballet scene of Swan Lake.
It was perfect.
I
was perfect.
I would say Take Shelter for my. The film that I thought was
under. I would say go and watch it. You can't buy it so far. Drive, but it was really good.
David, what were you?
Drive? I'm genuinely...
Just drive. It was incredible.
You fucked me off and nobody acknowledged
great.
That.
Well, actually, that brings me on nicely
actually,
to a nice point.
Actually,
favorite,
it came out here technically this year, but favourite film of last year is obviously The Muppets.
I'm still not seeing that. I'm about to see that in the next week, so I'm going to see
that.
Now, when you say Drive...
No, just shut your mouth, Karen.
Do you read...
No, I haven't seen The Muppets. I don't want to say anything negative about
it. Do you read Empire magazine?
No.
Oh, my. Right, okay. Well, Empire magazine do an award ceremony each year where the readers, the public, vote for the films that are nominated. So I've got a list of nominations here.
Okay,
but I'll go rate the best film, best newcomer, best female newcomer, best comedy.
But isn't this even more mainstream than...
It is, but we'll go to best film. Best film, Drive, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, Titan Assassin, Soldier Spy. Okay, that's the best film. I voted Drive for that, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, it kind of goes in that, it is more mainstream. It's got like Attack the Block's nominated for British Film.
Attack the Block's really good though.
It's Attack the Block, Emma Tuna's movie, Submarine, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, and Tyrannosaur for Best British Film.
Either Tinker Tailor or Submarine. Both are
really,
really good.
I haven't watched Dinosaur.
You know what,
it was really, really good.
Good
performance as well.
I want to see Tyrannosaur, and I think that if I had seen Tyrannosaur before voting for that, which I probably shouldn't have voted.
Yeah.
But
probably.
I think I probably would have voted Tyrannosaur, but I didn't want to vote Tyrannosaur without having seen the film.
A couple of friends of mine went to see that. One of them had seen it about it on the news. The other and her brother hadn't heard anything about it. Thought it might involve dinosaurs.
Oh god.
I thought that's
why you want to watch it.
I think when I saw the title at first I thought, whoa, and then
they'd heard nothing, just friend's brother just having to deliver from the GFT, so they went over to see it, and like another friend that just happened to see about it on the news and knew that it was like that ridiculous, like heartbreaking thing. And other people thought, I mean,
well,
yeah,
so a lot of people walked out
actually. Apparently, people walked out of the artist.
Oh yeah, they did because it was
silent and then 4x3.
A lot of films have walked out of people last year.
It's funny with Corey Liners because people walked out on that. Actually felt like I really need to go.
I don't know
whether was it because I wasn't feeling that well or the film enhanced it anyway.
The film enhanced my illness.
Yes.
I counted ten people walking out of Coriolanus, and I think the fact that
Do you ever watch films?
The fact that I counted how many people walked out of the film tells you what I thought of the film.
I can describe what they were wearing.
Did you count the people who came back in?
Oh no, I was watching the door for the whole time.
So you literally did not watch the film?
Yeah, no. I mean,
I remember the beginning. It was pretty good.
I just wanted to say that there is a possibility that the people that were walking out were better in acting than Gerard Butler anyway, so maybe that's why you were fascinated.
Yeah, the performances were pretty good. I tell you whose performance in that film was great, James Nesbitt.
Yes, that's what I said, and I think he's surprised.
Because
really
with Ralph Fiennes and Gerard Butler and stuff, you expect that kind of big grand, is it grandos?
But there's a problem, because Gerard Butler was... For me, he was terrible. He played like there's a stick up his arse, and he was
Gerard Butler just sounded weird, like talking Shakespearean.
But I don't think it's because we're used to him. That's why he sounded
different. Play, but I don't really like
it. Was
different. Sorry, yeah, that's not Coriolanus.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, I don't know Coriolanus.
Okay, fuck off. It's Shakespeare. Same thing. But.
That should go on the poster of Coriolanus, actually. You know, fuck off, it's Shakespeare.
Yes. It's a good slogan. But no, the thing is that there were different acting styles. He was very sort of theatrical. He was, of course, weird because we're used to him and other stuff. But he was very theatrical, whereas other people tried to make it like less sort of like a play and more adapted. I mean, I really didn't like this film. It's full of these sort of cliches, you know, this sort of revolution somewhere in ex-Yugoslavia or something. I was just off. It was really, I didn't like it.
Though, to be fair, it probably wasn't that much of a cliche, you know, when Shakespeare wrote it.
That's true.
So, Claudia...
I don't know. Claudia Winkleman?
Yes, who said that...
I thought he was talking to me, I just looked at him and said, Claudia, yeah. I thought, no, my name's Chris.
That's your new name.
That's his pen name for you.
Well, she said that this is going to be the film of the year.
Nah, definitely not.
You're wrong, bitch.
Whoa! I like Claudia Winkleman's a nice lady.
No, I mean, okay. Anyway.
Well, let's just talk about The Hangover Part 2. I just thought.
I had a similar experience with The Hangover Part 2 with Taylor Soldier Spy.
As it's called, alternatively, The Hangover.
Yeah,
Hangover 2 is...
That's good.
No, I mean, the Hangover 2 film is the same as the first
one. This is interesting, because Carol saw The Hangover Part 2 first before he saw The Hangover, and he thought The Hangover, the first one, copied the second one.
You started off very well, because what you wanted to say, I think, Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, because you said some... shit here. What you wanted to say is I saw Hangover 2 first, and I thought it was better than Hangover 1.
That's exactly what you thought.
That's what you meant to say, but what you implied that the makers of the Hangover are time travellers.
Yeah.
Who somehow saw Part 2 first, went back in time to make Part 2 first.
Okay. The thing with those films is they're the same. And I think whatever one you watch first, you think that the other one is the same. They're both funny, enjoyable, good to watch. Definitely. Okay. Same thing with like films like Bridesmaids. Same type of...
Bridesmaids is just an incredible film.
I've not seen it yet.
Watch it.
The thing at the end where everyone dies is weird.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the things that will come out of my mouth is, I haven't seen that yet. I might as well just like you could get a little jingle in that just tells me I press a button. Yeah. I haven't seen that yet.
Chris hasn't seen that yet.
That's a jingle.
Yes, thank you. What about films? What about films that are coming soon that you want to see? Because I'll start this conversation with this must be the place.
What was that, David?
I don't know.
That's how you say it.
That was The Avengers.
I had to
sing it. Oh, The Avengers, right?
Okay. This must be the place. It's funny because I think it premiered like in last summer or something like that. It's still not in here. I think it's coming
in April, I think. It looks really good. I mean,
Dark Knight Rises.
Sean Penn, obviously.
No, I wasn't describing Sean Penn. The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, I know, but I'm continuing my thoughts, so keep yours till I finish. Sean Penn.
Yes.
Fuck you on your opinion.
It looks really good.
Oh, sorry. That was what I was to wait for. Wait till I finish my thoughts. It looks really good.
I was looking at your face and I couldn't fucking focus.
It gets lost in my eyes.
I think this is no. If we think of Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy as this sort of British movie, because it has this sort of Britishness in it. I mean, okay, you can say King's Speech.
It basically cast Britain.
Yeah. If you think like the stereotypical sort of good British, like if we imagine that in years to come, you know,
of what's
when there's
up?
No countries in the world, and in the history class kids will learn about, you know, Britain, this is sort of good British film, and I think this is going to be a good American film. Like, if you can make a good American film in the mainstream, this is what it's going to be like. It looks good.
I have no idea what it is.
I mean, there is a lot of films that I'm looking forward to this year, but I think I've just read the blockbuster issues of Empire and Total Film, so it's like The Avengers and what's that other one? What's that other one? The Dark Knight Rises. Spider-Man as well looks really good.
Yes.
So, but I mean, there are other films that I'm excited. I'm actually excited to see. I think it's called Our Idiot Brother. That's been out for like a year and a bit, like in America or something. It's just not been
over
here
yet. Paul Rudd and
Zooey
Deschanel.
Zooey Deschanel. That's your favourite actress, Carl. You like that?
Well, not a favourite actress. She looks.
Actor.
Yes. She looks.
Yeah, this must be the place. I think that's. It looks interesting. When I heard the trailer, I saw the trailer, and it was Sean Penn's voice, kind of. It's very, very squeaky. I was going to do it then, but.
I don't know, and I think it probably. I don't know.
I think people will really love it, or people will really hate it. I think.
But it seems that, you know, it's yet another character that it's like completely different for Sean Penn.
Okay.
Because we talk about all those characters, and we had the discussion with, like, people see about, you know, De Niro and, you know, and Al Pacino, and the fact that, you know, they're great actors, but they often play like very similar roles. Mm-hmm. When you look at Sean Penn, such a variety of roles, and I think this just adds, because it's totally different again.
Yeah. I'm actually looking forward to
Pacino just started, like, instead of acting, just shooting.
Yeah.
If I shout loud enough,
don't bash Pacino,
someone will put me in a movie.
I tell you what film I'm looking forward to seeing, actually, is Being Flynn, Rob De Niro. It looks like it's Rob De Niro returning to being Robert De Niro.
Rather than,
I am watching you.
Yeah.
I am watching. That was my Robert De Niro.
Yeah, I mean,
he's
been bad recently.
Good,
so not? I mean,
the gestures really work on podcasts.
Yeah,
I mean,
the gestures.
He looks like boshed out in terms of drinking or drug taking or whatever. Because I'm. It looks like it's good acting film, but I'm not sure if it's going to be.
So
Being Flynn.
That one you just mentioned.
Yeah, it looks good. Before. My train of thought has been lost. We're talking about a film. Oh yeah, anything with Steve Carell in it that comes out this year, I'm there.
Anything. Keep a friend in the end unit.
Keira Knightley. Keira Knightley's in it, Carl.
Okay, again. Let's not confuse films that, you know, have people that are attractive and people that are good actors.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm not saying
that you think that Steve Carell is attractive. You might, but. Crazy Stupid Love, that was a shit film.
That was a really good film, actually.
I've not seen it.
It's a really good film.
It's a very average film.
It's really good.
David, it's a very average film.
Really, really, really good.
I would
good.
Call it a rom-com, Chris would coming up. Call it
no,
a
don't,
coming
don't,
of age drama.
No, not coming of age.
Yes, that's what you...
I said a family romance comedy drama.
No. You never mentioned
romance. I didn't say
romance.
Coming of age.
You never mentioned romance. You did.
It's definitely not a coming of... Oh, no, it's got coming of age elements. To it, but it's not a coming of age story.
It's
definitely not.
Really, very.
What other films are you looking forward to, David?
Cabin in the Woods.
That's another one.
What?
Cabin in the Woods.
It's been.
It's
yeah,
a.
Yeah, it was finished in 2009, and it was delayed because they were going to convert it to 3D, which was already done, thankfully. And then, about midway through the year, MGM went tits up. So it's just been sitting there, and. Like, unused until now.
I mean, I
looks incredible.
I think I don't know whether it's this year. but there's a few Ryan Gosling films. He's filming one with Nicholas Winding Refn. I think that's what you say, pronounce his name.
Yeah,
Nicholas Refn. I can't remember what it's called, but there's been images released from it just now. I don't know whether that's coming out this year or next
Ryan
year.
Are you sure you weren't just looking at old news about Drive?
No. It's not. It's definitely. I think it's Japan.
He drives a lot.
He goes to Japan, I think.
You should buy yourself a t-shirt.
There's a lot of good films coming.
I don't care about any other film until the Avengers.
I'm looking forward to the Avengers actually, but there is a lot of good film. Neighborhood Watch actually looks quite funny. Ben Stiller, Vince Vaughn, Jonah Hill, and Richard Ayoade.
Oh,
see
like...
that was
Richard Ayoade thing. Yeah,
yeah, no, that that left that list got better because the people got gradually funnier.
No, I just find it better.
Starting with Ben Stiller at the bottom, definitely.
Oh, that's harsh. Well, I
No, Ben Stiller used to be funny. Old.
It does look funny. But yeah, I and Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn?
No, on the topic of Vince Vaughn.
Oh.
I haven't seen the original Psycho.
Get out.
No, I haven't seen the original Psycho.
No, seriously, how are you a film student?
That's a good question. I mean, you are a film
I don't
student,
know how, I've not got the DVDs. I thought it was on TV tonight it is. And I hit the wee uncle button on Film 4. Wait there. No, TCM. It's the 1998 remake with Vince Vaughn.
Oh, fuck off.
Okay. With Vince Vaughn. I mean, I'm not even... I can't say I'm a beloved fan of the original because I've not seen it. But Vince... I would quite imagine that there's quite a stylistic difference.
The thing about that is more useless than most remakes. Because it is literally a shot-for-shot remake. It's a shot-for-shot remake with
Vince
actors.
Vaughn. I like Vince Vaughn.
He's not an actor.
Why haven't you seen this film?
That's... What you...
Why?
Why haven't I seen Psycho?
No. And all the other big films.
You know, that list of 250 plus films
there is,
I gave
there is
you
quite, well,
to watch.
I have been getting better. I've just watched The Godfather trilogy, which I don't think we've got time to chat about this week. We'll chat about that next week. But,
we're just going to someone down to leave.
What was I talking about? Psycho.
We need to edit this.
Psycho is a film that, being not a fan of being scared.
Being not a fan of being scared.
Listen, let me. Right, I'm sorry.
What Christmas
scene?
My point is,
people say, oh my god, it's one of the scariest films. You know,
it's not about that.
I've not really heard anyone say
that. My dad said he when he watched it.
I wouldn't trust your family.
Based
on you, I wouldn't trust your family.
Well, that's hard. No, but a lot of people have said it's a terrifying film, and from the time it was, it maybe wasn't really a scary film. I don't like scary films, so I think in terms of that, I've never really had an urge to watch it, but I'm getting a little bit, hopefully, mature. I can appreciate it more, so I'm going to watch it soon. I just haven't got around to watching it.
But don't think of it as scary, not scary. Think of it as a
it's going,
film industry.
I know it's
going to
be a classic. I know. I'm not making an excuse for the fact that I've not seen Psycho. It is terrible.
You know?
I've not seen Psycho because I'm a film student. But I mean, that's kind of a ridiculous thing that you know you have to have watched a certain amount of films.
But you should, because
it's the same
if you study anything else, you know, if you want to become a doctor, you need to fucking know where your bones are.
Right.
And you read about history.
The way
you know?
I see it.
It's not the fact that you've not seen Psycho, it's the sheer volume
of films,
of films that you've not seen.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, if you just hadn't seen Psycho, then I'd just be like, we'll go and watch it then. What are you doing?
What other films?
I give you a list of 250 films.
I have it.
The problem is just that you always find something better to do and you always...
Better.
It's better in your fucked up world, but...
Whoa, man!
You
spend time coming up with ridiculous theories with friends.
I'm happy for
and
you to
telling
them
to your
and
dates
tell me that you've hated
and have them walk out on you.
But,
that's
you
what
know.
You do.
Oh, sad moment there. that was a sad personal moment there. Listen, I'm going to watch these films, but I'm looking forward to watching these films. These are going to, you know, broaden my sort of cinematic knowledge in mind. And I don't think that's not a bad thing. The fact that I've not seen it is a bit like, oh my god, but it should be a, you're a horrible person. You guys should be saying, I'm not going to cry. No, you guys should be saying, my god, you have such a great experience ahead of you. I've only just seen Alien and Blade Runner. I mean, that, like, if you're a big Alien fan, would you not give anything to watch that film again for the first time?
I understand the argument for some films, not necessarily Alien, but I understand it. Yeah, but then, you have the sort of thing where, like, well, yeah, I saw it for the first time, that was incredible, now I just get to watch it again.
I do.
Over and over again.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not a fact that I've been purposely avoiding films, I've just, you know,
he just told us I don't like scary films, so let me watch them.
In terms of cycle, maybe, but I mean, like, and Godfather, it was a film that I always wanted to watch the trilogy. I only just watched that in December.
Not forced to do it.
It's like, I haven't got around to watching it. I never got around to watching it. It's incredible. We'll talk more about that at our point. But it's like,
how,
you know,
the Muppets on the number 19?
A lot, in fact, with The Godfather and a lot of films that people say, oh my god, this is a classic film. Now, I'm not making excuses, but there's reasons I'm saying this is why I haven't, but when I reflect on it, I think films like The Godfather and Shawshank Redemption, there's been so much said about them, but they're amazing, they're classics, this, that, and that thing, and Psycho, it's one of the best films I've ever made.
What's the point?
And I think part of when I watch films and stuff is watching a film, that's amazing, have you seen this film? And they say, yeah, you can talk about it, which is great, but then you can say, have you seen this film? No. Oh, and you get to tell them about the film, and then you get to pass on that experience.
Okay,
I'm not finished. You get to pass on that experience and can tell someone about the film, which is part of the joy. The Godfather, Shawshank Redemption, you don't have that.
That's beautiful if you're sitting in a pub in Greenock and telling your friends about the film that you watched last week in the cinema. But the thing is that you're a film student, and this is like a part, you know.
Don't
give
me that, you're a film student.
But it is, I mean, it's like if you are studying, I don't know, if you're studying history and saying, like, I'm just going to study the 1920s and 1930s, and I'm going to ignore the Middle Ages
You are going on the assumption that I have purposely thought, right, I've got a choice between Mean Girls and Psycho.
You do that, I know
that
you do that.
To be fair, the first Mean Girls is really, really good.
You've said that, and yes, the first Mean Girls.
That's literally ended everything.
What? Hang on, Tina Fey wrote it and starred in it.
Right.
It's incredible, it's hilarious.
Listen.
I know that you've done stuff like, am I going to watch this? Or am I going to watch Mission Impossible 3 for the fifth time?
I haven't seen Mission Impossible. And it was J.J. Abrams. Back me up on this.
Thank you very much.
Like, listen, I mean, if there's, like, in terms of that, Mission Impossible, I had the Mission Impossible, I think it was 3 or something, or I can't remember what one it was, but I had it, and Ross hadn't seen it, my little brother Ross hadn't seen it. I thought, right, we'll watch that. So we had that shared experience of watching the Mission Impossible films. It's not about, like, I don't want to watch films all the time to be like, oh my, like,
but
like,
you're
this
not doing
is,
that at all.
I do that.
Yeah, because you've watched Godfather finally, you know.
No, but what I'm saying is, there's other films that you watch for different reasons. I watched the Mission Impossible trilogy with my little brother, we have that thing.
What are the other reasons that you watch film apart from entertainment?
What's the other reasons I watch film
apart from entertainment?
To be educated.
Chris says exactly what Carol wants to hear.
And to be. No, you know, actually, yeah, David, you've called my bluff on that one.
Thank you.
I only really watch films as entertainment because this could go on for ages.
Yeah, okay,
the way I watch films is because of that escapism, and you know, you go into these fantasy worlds, these different things, and you get experiences, and your imagination can go anywhere. Infinite possibilities. Infinite possibilities. That's the way I watch films, and I watch other films sometimes when I'm forced to watch them. Or somebody says, watch that, okay, I watch it. And I do take away something from that.
Okay.
But there's no one way to watch films.
But there's two issues here. First of all, don't you think that films can bring something more to life than entertainment? Like
yeah,
that?
They can definitely.
Yeah, but the main issue here is again with studying film. I mean, if you study something, you should look at other things apart from entertainment. And
You're going on that assumption that I am only watching films that are entertainment. I am not.
Oh,
I am becoming 90%. More and more as I am.
To be fair, films, regardless of their message, should be entertaining.
Thank you.
Like, if you watch a film...
Thank you.
If you watch a film that just, like, takes a message and beats you over the head with it...
Like Bush Mama.
No, I disagree with that.
You should be entertained by the end of a film. You should have enjoyed it.
Okay, so if a film... Is films like Schindler's List entertainment?
I'd probably say.
It's not like a variety show entertainment, but it's entertainment. You can watch it, you can enjoy the experience of watching it.
I absolutely disagree anyway.
You're not open at all to...
No, I enjoy entertainment, I go film.
No, but I mean you're not open to us saying that it should be entertaining.
No, because there's films that are not, and I don't go out of them and think that I'm entertained. Like, for example, I don't know, like the film that we were talking about, Even the Rain, I don't think it entertained me, but
did you enjoy it?
Yeah, but enjoyment and entertainment is two different things. For example, it is. I mean,
is it?
Yeah, for example, you know, I watched loads of documentaries and there's, I don't know, I wouldn't ever say that it entertained me, the films that I watch, I wouldn't say, oh, that's entertainment, you know. Watching some, I don't know, poor kids dying somewhere or something, I wouldn't say that's entertainment. And I would say that I've carried out a lot from this film.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think the same applies to fiction.
What, the fiction shouldn't be entertaining?
No, I'm not saying it's
well, let's stop using the word entertaining. The film should be enjoyable.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
All
the film
films
should be
enjoyable.
Yeah, okay.
Like
the film should be good. That's obvious. The film should be good. The film should be... obvious.
And like that's what you're feeling, Chris means, and it's what I was meaning when I would say that a film should be entertaining. You should be entertained by the end of it. You should have enjoyed the experience of watching it.
And
there are people who don't. There are films who don't do that. There are people who disagree with that, and they're wrong.
Film is completely subjective, really. At the end of the day, I watch films take away different things. I watch films for different reasons, I take away different films.
I don't know, whoever you are, it's a bad film.
Yeah, it's a bad film.
No, let's take
The Room, I believe it's called.
Not This Room?
No, the film The Room.
Oh, okay.
The film that is like widely regarded as the worst film ever
made.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
And people watch it because it's entertaining as hell because it's so badly made.
Okay.
It's really weird.
We'll
actually, Bourne, a film I watched recently called Bourne, it's a horror movie. Yeah. I'm using air quotes.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Yeah.
That
was a great.
Yeah.
David just used air quotes.
Let's make it a radio play, guys. David uses air quotes to describe what he's talking about and realizes the listeners can't hear, can't see it.
I have no idea what's happening anymore. But sorry.
Yeah, that tends to happen with you.
No, so we're on Bourne. So we're
on Bourne. Bourne is a quote-unquote horror movie with Alison Brie.
Right, from Cootie.
Yeah.
It was named like cheese.
Oh.
That's what I can say.
Ironically, it looks like cheese. She doesn't
know. It tastes like cheese.
No,
she doesn't
know that cheese.
I wouldn't.
Get yourself.
Okay.
I don't know what I was doing.
Okay.
And Chris again tries to use actions.
Sorry, right. Okay.
We'll get used to this.
Bourne
identity.
Just Bourne. Okay.
Wherein Alison Brie is.
Bourne?
No.
Again.
She is raped by her demon brother and impregnated with
that's...
the spawn of Satan. That is the plot of the film.
That's nice.
That
sounds like
Constantine.
That sounds like a date movie. Actually.
Well, to be fair, I couldn't have made any of your recent dates go any worse. To be fair. But.
Sad.
But. It's saved by one little thing. It's saved by one little thing the fact that Alison Brie, who is in most of, is in like most minutes of the film, doesn't take it seriously.
Oh, right.
Like, there's a bunch of people who take it really seriously. That it's a serious film, it's actually good.
That's
and Alison Brie is just like that. Man, it's fucking awful.
That's
I know it's awful.
That's
and like, the fact that it's not serious, like, there's moments of like the demon baby pushing through Alison Brie's stomach.
Oh my god.
And there's parts of it that are really badly made, where it's like, the part where she, like, the main, like, she gets out of the shower and, like, takes off her robe, and it cuts to conveniently below her head, naked body.
Okay.
Conveniently back up to her head, and then there's a second time it happens, and you can clearly tell that both of the doubles are different doubles, because they've got different skin tones, and both of the body doubles have different skin tones to Alison Brie.
That's
so ridiculously badly made. But it's incredibly enjoyable because it's ridiculous.
What?
That's your point.
No, it's not.
No, I'm joking.
But yeah, actually, I would actually recommend it because it's just, it's so ridiculously bad.
I just wanted to end on a note that I just don't fucking agree that with the entertainment part. I was
okay.
just thinking
I just
about
don't
it.
Like
fun. I was listening
you
to you.
I just don't like fun.
No, but that's
sorry,
like,
can I just
no, but
just a wee second, just 1 second. Are you trying to do his accent? It's kind of Irish, not
yeah.
Polish.
Yeah.
Continue, Carol.
In what way was that Irish?
It wasn't Polish.
No,
it was just a noise.
No. Okay.
There you go.
Okay, no, I can speak. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, go for it.
No, because this fucking argument makes it like, okay, it's pointless to talk about films and to say that a film is bad because people find film, different people find different films enjoyable. That's, you know, that's an overstatement of the year. That's like saying that.
Well, no, some films are just bad.
But some people might find them enjoyable. That's the same sort of talk about, you know,
no, but
art,
like
I will shit into, you know, into a jar and make an exhibition out of it.
But like, look, objectively speaking, Bourne is a bad film. It's badly made and it's a bad story and most of it is badly acted. But the thing that is enjoyable is that, like,
is
because the lead actor, whoever is, doesn't take it seriously. She
mm-hmm.
goes, like, she makes it ridiculous and she makes it all
okay,
funny.
But
and
there
like,
might be
enjoy
people
it.
That think that it's a good film.
I doubt it.
But there might be, who knows?
And,
you know.
And, like, if they have eyes, ears, and a brain, I doubt they'll find that a good film.
Yeah, but, for example, often when I talk to Chris about films, I doubt those things, you know. And,
oh.
and yet I know that he has eyes.
But when I talk to you about films,
I'm not
I
sure
just
about
don't think you have.
But
a heart and soul.
Well, I don't, so.
But no, but I mean, we could go back and forth on this all day.
Yeah, no.
I watch films differently.
Yeah.
I when I want to pay my money to watch a film, I want to enjoy it, I want to be, you know, entertained in some way, I mean, but I want to enjoy it no matter what, if it's a really heavy hitting drama, or if it's a really funny comedy, or whatever. I want to enjoy it.
Yeah,
I want to spend my money.
Yeah, we know
well,
that.
that's the way I think. And I think you, David, would you agree with that?
You
that at least to enjoy, to be
yeah,
to have
like,
this level of enjoyment
yeah,
and be entertained.
I watched what's it called, The Tree of Life. That was fucking awful.
Wow.
It was balls.
You just been killed.
It was
your face.
Like, what little acting there was wasn't bad. Cinematography was beautiful. All of that stuff. It wasn't a badly made film, but it was a bad film. It was like I would have enjoyed it. See if you take a still of each frame of the film, put it on Flickr as like an album of pictures,
mm-hmm.
I'd have enjoyed it more.
Oh, that's...
It's,
but see, then again, there might be people that enjoy this film.
Oh yeah, there are, and they're wrong.
Loads. But see, exactly my point. So you wouldn't agree that it's just about the enjoyment. I mean, there's more to fucking film. It's, I mean...
Anyone I've seen who said that they liked The Tree of Life didn't necessarily say they enjoyed it.
No, I agree that there
it was
exactly.
not an enjoyable film.
I agree,
but they were like
exactly.
that. Oh, it was striking and beautiful, and there was a message. And no, there wasn't. There was nothing happened.
But that's the whole point. I mean, in general, about films, it doesn't have to be enjoyable, but it might have some sort of a message. I mean,
yeah.
it might tell you something deeper about fucking
yeah,
life.
But if
just
like,
oh,
jumping
yeah,
dinosaurs
definitely.
And stuff like
yeah.
that.
Oh,
but
no,
like,
sorry, man. Right, okay.
To be
okay,
honest,
I'm joking.
But like,
no,
let's just look at it. If you come out of a film thinking that was awful, You're not thinking, oh, that had a deep message. You're just thinking, that wasted hours of my life.
No,
if you come out of a film having enjoyed it and there was a message, you take it away with you more.
You should always, a good film, I think you would take away a message from. That's what I was saying earlier on when I was talking about Crash. I enjoyed that film. I took away a good message.
The Muppets.
Thoroughly
enjoyed the film.
It doesn't matter It doesn't matter what film it is or what kind of film it is. There's a message in there somewhere. It might not be one that the filmmaker or the writer or whatever is trying to do or trying to put across.
Yeah, but I would say that entertainment is the same thing.
I think that when I watch a film, if I'm entertained, if I enjoy it, then I'll take away a message. Rather than if I watch the film, they're like, have a message. Have this message.
No, but that's
have
not
it.
The point. But
it's
that's
a message
the
club.
Point.
I'm hitting you over the head with it.
Entertainment,
it's a message club.
Once again, maiming.
Yes, entertainment and shouting. Entertainment is connected to just sitting and enjoying something, and not really particularly like focusing on. Stop fucking smiling.
He's just laughing at the fact that it sounded because you're accent, like you said, shitting and enjoying.
I'm sorry.
Yes, because when you're shitting, you're obviously,
when you're shitting, you get your iPad out.
I was taken aback.
You're watching.
Were you not talking about films?
Films like, I don't know, we need to talk about Kevin and stuff like
good
that.
Good film.
Yeah.
Horribly.
Entertaining.
Disturbing.
Is that entertainment?
I enjoyed.
You enjoyed it, but enjoying something and entertaining.
I think it is that
thing.
When you it's one of those films that you enjoy more up when you think about. That was really I mean, it was a grueling film. My back, my muscles were tensed up the whole way through it. But again, I think that was a good film. I think that the film did a purpose, and it had a purpose to do that, to make its audience a little bit uncomfortable. And
but
it was
never
enjoying.
Call a film like that entertainment.
I'm not saying it's entertainment, but is I took away some. I mean, it was horrible. It was
such
a really
good
film. But it was great.
Don't have to be entertained,
Enjoyment, not entertainment.
Basically, you've been arguing for however long you've had this argument for. Outside of this particular instance, about semantics.
Okay, yeah.
I think we just fucking finish at that.
You've basically been you're using this word, and I want to use this word.
No matter what,
you basically have the same idea.
Yeah.
You lean more to watch watching films.
No, don't compare me to Chris.
you lean more to watching films, but they would have some sort of message behind and he leans more, and he might lean more towards sort of just out and out enjoyment.
But basically,
you have the same idea about it. You're just using different words.
Yeah.
Now, kiss and make up.
No.
No.
Who knows going to happen?
With films, unfortunately, we'll end on this note. But in films, it doesn't matter what kind of film it is. It'll always to somebody have a message or a meaning. You know, I mean, I agree that films have more value than just pure entertainment. That they should be used as that to get messages out. I mean, with this thing at the moment, it's called Kanye. This thing online. There's that use of film. Oh, even though it's a bite-sized use of it. But film is a medium with just infinite possibilities that should be used as entertainment, as enjoyment, and as getting, messages across and political, ideologies in any way whatsoever. If it chooses to be like a film that you sit down just to enjoy it and escape in it, then and get into that world, you take away whatever, the message and meaning was in that world. So, film is awesome. No, I tell you, but film, it shouldn't ever be one way. Like, your way of looking at it is, it shouldn't be just as entertainment.
Imply that. I've told you that I'm enjoying films, but I'm put a distinction there. But I enjoy going seeing stupid comedies or something. I don't have something against it. I don't think they should ban
all filmmakers are.
Man fun!
Okay, yes. Alright, that's good.
I completely disagree with but
with
I look
say
more
films
for the intellectual part than the entertainment. That's
yeah,
why I'm more
that's,
look more for
that's your,
in the film. But it doesn't mean that I disagree with it and I want to ban it and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that.
That's
not the point.
No, that.
Chris.
That's your opinion.
He's
and
not
my I agree with that. Films should have more. Films should be used for more than just entertainment. But the way I watch film is different from the way you watch film and different from the way everybody watches film.
And different from the way that film students should watch film.
And on that note, goodbye.
Go see The Muppets, for God's sake.
Yes.
Seriously.
I'm going to.
Clearly the best film of the year.
I'm stopped recording.
Yeah, mate.